Thank you. Last point, if you can choose one main point on your manifesto and tell us how you're going to practically achieve it.
Okay, well, firstly, I'm disappointed that this debate's already over because, you know, well, it's been fun. Probably not for you guys. Sorry, we do go on a bit. But thanks, Jess. I heard that. I would say the one point that I would definitely take away is from my manifesto that I would like you all to know about is deadline bunching. Now, I said during my opening statement that deadline bunching is a massive concern, and many people will say it's a concern for the education and welfare SAP, and that is true, partly. But I mean, think about it this way. If we're going to put our students under that much stress, I mean, I've been a victim of it myself. I know exactly how much it's just soul crushing when you know you've got four or five deadlines in for the same week. You will stress about it. You will worry. You will probably underperform. And that's the worst bit. I mean, not only are you having your well-being put at risk by becoming that stressed about it, but also you're kind of like, sometimes people ruin their degrees because they've got so many deadlines in for 1 week. And I mean, like I said earlier, you've come so far. Why should you be let down now by something as simple as poor planning? I mean, and that's what it is. I mean, for a lot of dual honour courses, it's the fact that the two departments just don't talk to each other. And for others, thought I'd pause for the applause, thank you. But for others on single honour courses, I mean, it's just unacceptable that just module conveners won't talk to each other. And I mean, that's something simple we can lobby the university for. Just greater dialogue. Get departments talking. Get them knowing that realistically, like, they're putting their students under so much stress, unnecessary stress. And I don't know, like, I personally just think it's too big a problem to ignore. And that's why I put it on my manifesto, and I will push for it if elected. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, personally, I think all the things on my manifesto are practically achievable. But if you had to ask me to choose something that I could, in absolute practicality, I could guarantee you, I'm going to tell you now that I will guarantee your response when you email me, when you come into me, within 48 hours. Because if sometimes when you send a sabbatical or anyone elected official an email and you don't get a prompt response, you almost feel neglected by them. And like I said, we said this before, and all the other SAB candidates have said this, we're here to represent you. We're here to make sure we're serving your best interests. And sometimes if you feel that we're not getting back to you in enough time, you can be neglected and you won't like us anymore. You won't be able to trust us. You won't be able to engage with us. I can guarantee a 48-hour turnaround for all responses. Guaranteed.
Sorry, hang on.
I said 1 point each. Do you want to challenge that?
Yeah, just a little bit. Because I don't know, but for me, you know, being a SAB, like, ignoring emails, I just don't think that's part of the job remit. I think that's a bare basic of it, to be honest. I mean, every SAB should return emails. Every SAB should do it promptly. Every SAB should make sure that every student has their voice heard. That should be a basic remit of any SAB. Mm-hmm.
I'm guaranteeing absolute. I mean, yeah, you're right. It should be about this. But you know what? We'll see what happens. But I can guarantee this. I mean, it's important when you email the SAB, and sometimes I know they're not always there to be.
Really,
I know they're not always there to be behind the desk and answering emails, but we have to do it. And I mean, sometimes some SABs don't do it, and sometimes some SABs do neglect students completely by accident. But I don't think we should ever encounter that possibility. We should eliminate it.
Yeah, no, that's completely true. And as your SU president, I would never neglect you. That's idiotic. You're the people who have put me in my place to tell me exactly how you feel so I can tell other people for you. That's, it's bare basics.
Thank you. Right, can we give a big round of applause to our candidates for Union President? Oh, they're nice again. Right, I hope you...